Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Welcome back. Sports Daily here on Friday. It's 9:44. Shane and Bruce, Jad back to the studio. And right now we're happy to be joined on the hotline and say good morning to Kevin Jenks, GM and director of the NBC World Series. And first of all, Kevin, thanks for jumping on with us. Thanks for the time. At what point, if ever, were you afraid that the NBC World Series would not happen in 2020? Was there a point where you felt that way?
And there's been more than one. you have those concerns as, yeah, there's been many, many days, many moments of the day that you go, okay, this doesn't look too good for us. And, you know, as everyone knows, it's been so fluid and it's unprecedented. And, you know, we're using words we haven't used in many years. Probably we opened a dictionary. And it's, you know, there's certainly a level of anxiety that goes along with it at certain times. But I think we went and waited out. You know, we had set June 1st as our go or no go date. And then June 1st came and we go, well, no, we still got some time. And then I think we looked at July 1st and we go, no, we've got some time. So it was just, We had to make the decision to go to play at Wichita State because we weren't going to play downtown. Then the 2 weeks leading up to the World Series were quite hairy, to say the least. But I think we've been able to make it work, and it's not a perfect scenario, or we're well aware of that, but it's the best scenario that we've been able to make happen.
Kevin, what was the initial conversations with the Bill Pintards and others around the country? Because you've obviously been able to put together a pretty nice field, but you've been somewhat limited, I would imagine, by the reality of the coronavirus. How did some of those early conversations go, and just what kind of shaky ground did you really think that you were in, that you were on, relative to what you were hearing from people?
Well, being the, you know, the national headquarters, if you want to call it, that may be a little extreme of. But our affiliated leagues are, you know, part of who we are, and they're the mortar and the brick of how we're built and how we sustain. So trying to have a lot of conversation, what they're looking at. You know, we had many leagues that weren't able to make it happen locally and on the West Coast and a lot of other places, and just kind of monitoring that. We had Zoom calls where we said, What are you guys experiencing? What's it? Because it's different. And, you know, for example, it's different in Colorado than it is here in Kansas. And it was different in California compared to what it was in Texas. So trying to get a stranglehold on what everyone was going through and certainly what their local ordinances and their guidelines that they had to follow. So it's, you know, it's an odd number, of course, that came in to start the World Series this year at 13. But those were the 13 that just had the good fortune of being able to make it work. And you know, I laughed. We really anticipated, like we always do, someone to fall out of the World Series, you know, a week or two leading up to it.
Yeah.
And no one did. Everyone was able to make it happen. And so that's where – and then Santa Barbara was, you know, in our conversations through the summer with Bill Pintar, their manager, it started out like, hey, Kev, you can pretty much write us off. And I go, okay. And then I call him, you know, maybe a few days later, how's it looking? Well, you know, I think they're going to get a season in. And once he was able to do that, then we just kept the dialogue going. And then, honestly, it was last Monday – not this past Monday, but the Monday before, he called me and he goes, Jenksy, we're in. We'll be there. And
great.
Like, fantastic. So here we go. So it's been able to work out, and, you know, kudos and great diligence to all of our teams to be able to make it happen, because that's a lot of hard work in any year, but certainly this year with COVID happening.
That's got to secretly make you happy, too, that they're on a collision course with Cheney tomorrow night, but that's an entirely different thing that you have nothing to do with. The teams have got to perform, and so far two really popular ones have. Okay, so the 13 teams that – and we're talking to Kevin Jenks from the NBC World Series. The 13 teams agree to come. Nobody backed out. How difficult was it for you to get all of your staff on the right page and the same page when it came to protocol? Like, we got to mask up. If you want to pay in cash, you go over here. If you want to pay with a card, you go over here. How much of a headache was that? Or is that probably a dumb question? It was probably a huge headache, wasn't it?
No, actually, it's gone smoothly. I think if there was a headache to it, it was things just kept changing as we were trying to, you know, create the guidelines. You know, like, and then also we have two different facilities. So.
Yep.
They're mandated the entire once you walk into the stadium, and they're, you know, you need to have your mask on the entire time there. And in Hutchinson, you know, their guidelines are a little less, and so it was expected to have a mask on at Hobart Dedder. Mm-hmm. The numbers in Hutchinson and Reno County are less than they are here in Sedgwick County. Of course, you have a smaller population, but the mitigation there had was you know, people had kind of stayed away from each other, so to speak. And so, but Wichita State had been requiring fans to wear a mask at all of their events all summer. So they had experience of, you know, how to go about it. Every other row is blocked off. And I think it really, at the end of the day, made great sense for us to, you know, to work through it. So, you know, but multiple conversations on a daily basis to get through it. And then you reach that agreement. Okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what you're going to do. And I honestly, you know, after 4 days, I feel really good. I think things have been smoothly. Are they been perfect? No. You have some fans that get a little disgruntled. Yes, you do. But I think we've really made a huge point of emphasis to make sure the customer service is at a high level and make sure they're comfortable yet also feel safe at the same time.
Kevin, how important, and this is, I know the answer to this question, but I'll throw it up anyway, just the continuity, keeping the continuity of the great tradition of the NBC World Series alive. And look, whether it's by hook or crook, however you've gotten it done, you've gotten it done, and by all reports, not only have you guys gotten it done, you're getting great returns as a result of it. But just the importance of the linear progression of the 86-year history and tradition of this tournament. That in and of itself probably as much as anything kept you up at night, not knowing whether or not you'd be able to pull that off.
Yeah, you know it. You guys are well-versed in our tradition and our history. You guys have been a part of it in many ways. And, yeah, there's for our staff, we carry that load of the tradition and going from 1 year to the next. Hap's legacy is to me one of the most important legacies in our city. And just because of what he created, what he was able to build at a time in the 1930s where it was tough to build anything. And then certainly for the hundreds of others that have been in positions to keep the NBC going in year in and year out. And, you know, it's a different time. You know, I heard you guys the other day talking about, you know, the 80s and 90s, and the heyday, the golden years of the NBC after the 60s and things. And I'm in total agreement. I really wish we were able to attract stronger talent, quirkier teams and things such as that. It's just different. And to me, baseball, you don't have the organizations or the businesses who will spend, say, $50,000 to sponsor a team for an entire summer. That doesn't exist anymore. There's maybe a few of them that are out there. Now it's about maybe a family or a small group of volunteers that are grinding to get put together a season, put together a team to make it happen. So the product is diluted. There's more college summer baseball than ever before. I'm not a fan of that, but it is what it is. We now charge players to play in the summer. That used to never happen. Mm. And those are things that I can't control, really. We continue to find and search for ways, well, how can we make the NBC more of a prominent name, more of a national level? You know, I hear the comments, well, it's not really a World Series when you only have four or five states represented. I'm like, yeah, okay, I get that, but I think we all agree we're just happy and extremely fortunate to be able to play this year. So the vision still continues. We're still banging to make some bigger things happen, and I think we'll be able to once we get into the new stadium. But we also need to try to create some other partnerships to where people are going to, you know, wave the NBC flag for us in areas that we aren't able to.
Kevin, 30 seconds or so. What's going on tonight? Tell us about the promotion you got going on.
Yeah, thank you. It's our Negro Leagues salute. We're going to have replica jerseys being worn in our 6 o'clock game. KC Monarchs and the Grays. And then we're going to raffle off the number jersey of 25 that was worn by Satchel Paige with the Monarchs and then Josh Gibson of the Grays. So two major Hall of Famers in the Major League, of course, great players in Negro League. So fans come out. So we'll have all those jerseys. So basically about almost 670 jerseys will be up for sale and auction tonight at X Stadium.
Go to NBCBaseball.com for tickets and more information, correct, Kevin?
Yeah. Hey, thank you, guys, for getting us on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for hopping on. Kevin Jenks, NBC World Series. All right, we'll keep the baseball talk going. To the professional ranks we'll go, kind of. Mutt's Dream, The Making of the Mick is the book, and the author will join us and tell us about Mickey Mantle growing up, not necessarily being in the big leagues per se, but the hardships that Mickey Mantle went through in northeastern Oklahoma growing up. We'll talk to Howard Berman, author of Mutt's Dream, when we come back, hour number two.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.